Joining us this morning, Anthony Nelson from Glacier Institute. How are you?
Good. Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah. Thanks for having me again.
Sure. You're welcome.
Well, I understand that park attendance pretty much for the summer has been pretty strong.
It's been pretty strong. Yeah, absolutely. I spent the whole week last week in the park, and it was excellent to be out on the trails. I try to do that as much as I can. Yeah. But there's people there. The vehicle reservation system is doing its job nicely. It doesn't feel as crazy. Yeah. Doesn't feel as crazy
kind of spreading
as
people
it has.
Out a little
yeah,
bit.
It's been spreading people yeah. out, so yeah. that's nice.
And
yeah.
I know June was down a little bit, but then of course we didn't get to go into the Sun Road all the way open until mid-July.
Yeah, yep, that'll yeah. affect it. That'll definitely sure. affect it. Yeah.
But as far as the work you're doing, getting back into backcountry and getting in on the trails and taking folks in there, this has been a good year for that.
It has, yeah, absolutely. The late start definitely affected us a little bit. We were doing some alternate trails for a while there, but as the education partner for Glacier National Park, our whole mission is to get people out on the trails and teach them a little something so they understand it and fall in love with it.
Sure.
And we've been doing that every day all throughout the summer, and they're going really well. So our Going to the Sun Road program that we started last year is really starting to take off. People are finding us, and the reviews that we're getting are fantastic. And so I've been hearing just nonstop from people coming on those tours that they're absolutely loving them and learning quite a bit.
And one thing we should point out, too, is when you tour with Glacier Institute, you don't have to worry about the reservation system.
That is part of it. Yeah, that's definitely one of the perks. That and the parking spots. We've got parking spots, yeah. But, that those are all kind of comes with the territory, and our charter with the Park Service is really to help educate people. So I've got a mission that someday, and it'll be a while before we get there, there's a lot of work to do, but someday every single person who comes into Glacier National Park will learn something. And so we have a ways to go for that, but we're definitely making some yeah. progress in the right direction.
You know, the thing that amazes me, and I've taken a couple of tours with rangers, ranger-led tours, and there is so much going on with the wildlife in there that you have no idea.
Oh, yeah,
you
absolutely.
You have no idea the levels of all that's going on and how it all goes together.
Yeah, and honestly, the majority of people have no idea. And that's kind mm-hmm. of the sad part for me. I grew up coming to the park as a kid, and I was one of those typical families that we'd drive up to Logan Pass, we'd yeah. park, we'd take some pictures, and drive back down, and didn't really explore. And there was actually just a study that came out recently said 90% of people who visit national parks never go 100 feet off the road, which, so if you are going more than 100 feet, you are in the 10%. Now, if you sign up for something with the Glacier Institute or one of the other park partners out there, goodness, you are in the fraction of a percent of people. You're in the elite.
Talk about the Restoration Big Creek Capital Campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is really exciting for us. We don't just partner with the National Park Service. We partner with the National Forest Service as well, and we operate Big Creek Outdoor Education Center up in the North Fork. Now, Big Creek is our youth campus, and it is absolutely legendary here in the Flathead Valley. I can't tell you how many times I say, I'm the director of the Glacier Institute, and they say, oh, that's cool. What's that? I say, we do a bunch of education, and we run Big Creek. And I hear all the time, everybody loves Big Creek. Yeah. I went to Big Creek when I was a kid. I hear it all the time. So it's our youth campus, and typically it's 4th, 5th, and 6th graders that come out and see us. And really, for a lot of these kids, it's their first immersive experience in the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Over 50% of kids in the U.S. have never gone camping or spent in any sort of extended period of time in the outdoors at all.
Oh my gosh, if you grow up in a big city, there's no way you can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so experiences like this are so valuable, especially these days. On average, kids 8 through 12 years old are spending about 35 hours a week looking at screens. That's almost a full-time job looking at screens, which is really unfortunate. So Big Creek, the whole idea of it is to get kids inundated early and get them out on the trails early and get them to fall in love with nature and spark that passion. So we've been doing programs there since 1988 with the Forest Service. And to be honest with you, our facilities are not doing so well or haven't been doing so well. It's a historic ranger station, originally founded as a ranger station in 1911. So I've got a bunch mm-hmm. of beautiful historic buildings. However, time and heavy use on the facility is definitely starting to show. And so we identified a lot of different areas that we could make some significant improvements, and we put it all together in a package, and we're calling it Restoration Big Creek. The whole idea is to preserve the site for the next 100 years to be able to continue doing what we're doing out there.
How much money is that going to take?
So it's a $1.7 million project. Yeah, it's a hefty bill, but I'm very excited to say that we've already raised 1.1 of that. So we've made some amazing progress, and we've actually already started construction because of some of the issues that were pretty immediate needs. As we were raising funds, we started doing construction. So we already have a brand new septic system out there. That was a really big deal. What we had on site was not so good. And so now we have a really up-to-date septic system, which being right next to Big Creek, which is a world-renowned bull trout spawning creek, very big deal. We're very comfortable with how we're treating that system now. We also are updating all of our doors and windows, going up to really high-end. They're actually all custom, very energy-efficient windows because we're completely off the grid. So energy is a very big deal for us, which we updated all of our solar panels, and we actually ended up lifting up one of our main buildings. The main mess hall building out there was actually... not really supported on a solid foundation at all. It was more or less floating on some kind of questionable piers. And so we raised that building up and put a basement under it, and then put radiant heat underneath the floor, and very energy efficient, and put the building back in its original resting place.
Now, I'm just trying to remember how Big Creek flows, but it flows right down about where you guys are, and about maybe 200-300 yards later, it's in the Flathead River.
Yep, yeah, the North Fork there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely a well-visited area, and we've noticed that visitation is increasing on the North Fork, which has kind of tied into some of the other pieces of the puzzle. One of the things that the general public will notice when we're done with the campaign is there'll be a nice little welcome loop there on the front of the campus with some educational signage, and I'm hoping to put in a tire inflator there for folks who are needing to inflate their tires. That's a common request that my staff get up there.
You've got a little patch right in front there that's if I remember correctly, is of asphalt.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's about 1.5 miles of asphalt. We're one of the only spots up there that has asphalt. You always know you're getting to Big Creek. There's the sign that says no shooting next 1.5 miles, and you hit the asphalt.
Yeah. So, and zero dust.
Zero dust, which is great. Yeah, absolutely. Right. So we're really excited. This is our first really big capital campaign as an organization. Mm-hmm. We've been around since 83, and this is a big push for us. So we've had some really major contributions come in from the public, which have been fantastic. It's been really exciting for me as the director to see all of this new and kind of revived energy for the organization and what we're doing. So it's all very exciting.
Well, now you're also going to be a part of the Great Fish Challenge.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up. So we took a piece of this project, and we're very excited to be involved in the Great Fish this year. And we're going to be raising $65,000 towards the cabins themselves, the guest cabins there. And so part of that renovation is completely redoing the bathroom layout, and then doors, windows, and getting those buildings up to ADA standards, which we're very excited about.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a big piece to the accessibility that we're trying to reach to invite everybody out to Big Creek. You know,
are there some opportunities for people who have accessibility challenges to be a part of the Glacier Institute?
As of right now, they're limited, but this is definitely a big step in the right direction.
Well, at least if you can house them, that's a big step.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm pushing towards getting some vehicles with wheelchair ramps and going that direction here in the future. Already starting to write grants. So if there's any donors listening that want to just go ahead and foot that bill, you just give me a call. I'd love to be pushing that direction hard.
Yeah. And then there are things that you do, activities that you do that make it so you can get, they can gain access and experience this in a mainstream sort of fashion.
Yeah, one of the most beautiful things about Glacier National Park is the Trail of the Cedars, which is an ADA accessible trail, and is, oh my goodness, you get one of my educators out there, you could easily teach for 12 hours on just the Trail of the Cedars, which is just over a mile. You know, there's so much rich education to do just right there in that spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, fantastic. All right, so Anthony, you've got a big challenge ahead.
Yeah.
The Great Fish Community Challenge. What sorts of things are you going to do for your part of the challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're definitely going to see us out in the community. We're very excited to be involved this year and going to be pushing hard at all the different events that they've got going, planned. We'll definitely be present and be a part of it. And like I said, all of the funding that comes from the Great Fish Challenge is going to go directly into those cabins. So our goal is $65,000, and we're excited to be pushing really hard to try to get there. And so for those of you who are interested in donating, you know, you can go to the Whitefish Community Foundation website and click over to the Great Fish. It's an excellent way to contribute towards that cabin project.
And how many, just roughly speaking, how many kids participate in Glacier Institute every year?
Historically, it's been between 1,500 and 2,000 kids every summer that come. Yeah. One of the exciting things that we're doing with this project, with all the updates and the insulation that we're adding in, we're excited to be opening up for all winter long and being able to invite kids up into the North Fork. If you could imagine bringing a group of kids in from Florida or somewhere,
yeah,
going, hey, let's go into the North Fork for a week in the winter.
Well, you know what? That's a whole new world in the wintertime.
Oh, my goodness,
you know, yeah. And there's so much activity going out there with the animals.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't, you know, they don't all hibernate.
Yeah, I mean, we teach snow science classes, and we teach little bit of avalanche awareness. I mean, there's so much. You get my director of education, Garrett, out there talking about tracking, winter mm-hmm. tracking. Oh my goodness, that is a very exciting day. And then to talk about, you know, one thing a lot of people don't realize is there's a subnavian zone underneath the snow where the temperature is actually consistent. That's where mm-hmm. a lot of the creatures like to go and survive underneath the snow. And there's mm-hmm. a whole ecosystem that you don't see. You know, so there's a whole load of education that we can be teaching people.
Fantastic. Well, hey, congratulations on all you've done. Congratulations on the work you've done at Big Creek, and more to come.
Sounds good. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Anthony Nelson, we appreciate it. He's the executive director of the Glacier Institute.